that a day like this one would come. When our children would leave us and begin to build a home of their own.
Please be seated. We have come together today in the presence of God to witness the joining of West and Nathan Nisley and Crystal Ann Tishner in holy matrimony. This is a special time of celebration that Weston and Crystal will long remember. And because of this, they are thankful you are here to share their joy. From the dawn of human history, it has been customary for the community to place its seal of approval upon the union of two persons in marriage, if these solemn vows that they are about to make are kept faithfully, God will bless their marriage. Let's bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, before whom we stand this evening, look with favor upon this man and this woman who desire to make their vows before you and this gathering of family and friends. We are grateful for their families and friends, which have raised them to maturity, and for the church, which has nurtured them in the faith. May they experience your presence as they pledge their lives one to the other, and may they ever walk the paths of righteousness. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Who gives Crystal to be married to Weston? No other human ties are more tender, no other vows are more sacred than these you are about to assume. You are entering into the holy estate, which is the deepest mystery of experience, and which is the very sacrament of divine love. Weston and Crystal, do you pledge to love and to support each other at all times, to share both joys and sorrows, and to give support when it is needed and encouragement when spirits are low, to be each other's best friend as well as understanding companions? Do you pledge to love and respect each other at all times throughout your lives, to never take for granted each other for granted, to allow and encourage each other to grow as persons, thereby enriching your companion and deepening your understanding of one another? And do you pledge to share the joys of your marriage with all those around you so that they may learn from your love and be encouraged to grow in their own lives? Weston, take Crystal's right hand and repeat after me. I, Weston, take thee, Crystal, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish forever, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto give thee my pledge. Crystal, take Weston's right hand and repeat after me. I, Crystal, take thee, Weston, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish forever, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto give thee my pledge. Weston, do you have a token of the basis that this home is to be built upon? With the giving and receiving of this holy Bible, you have accepted the only token that will ensure an enduring and happy marriage. There is absolutely nothing more durable or solid upon which to base your marriage and to build your home than on the truth recorded in this book. In it you will find direction for the path of life, strength for each day, grace for every trial, solutions for the many problems that will be yours to solve, and instruction for the rearing of your family. Ignore this book and its author, and your marriage will flounder on the rocks and the hidden reefs of time. Heed the teachings of this book, and your home will be a haven from the storms of life. It will be a place where Weston will be glad to come home to. A place where Crystal will rejoice to be queen, and your children will be proud to be a part of. May the divine author of this book, who has ordained such sacred unions as yours, live and reign in your hearts and home throughout life and for all eternity. By giving and receiving of this Holy Bible, these vows are forever sealed.
Savior graced the marriage of Cana, we pray that thy divine presence might be felt here tonight. And we pray that thou wouldst minister to their hearts and strengthen them thy divine love. As they place their hands here upon thy word, and may they pledge afresh and anew unto thee as they do to each other. We pray you give them grace and help in the battles that are to come. You promised to help us. You promised to see us through. We're here tonight in divine order. We pray that you would continue in this service and in the days ahead. May the divine blessings of God rest upon them, upon their marriage, upon their home. In Christ's name we pray.
For a short time, God gave this couple to their parents to be raised in preparation for the future, planned by God for them. He brought this couple together to become one flesh and to further His kingdom through the gifts and talents He has given them. The lighting of the outermost candles by each mother portrays their release of their children into the hands of the Almighty Creator to be used by Him for His purposes. The two candles represent the individual lives of Weston and Crystal. There was a time when their desires reflected their own personal wishes. In lighting the center candle and blowing out the two individual candles, Weston and Crystal give testimony to the dying of their own desires and lives and to becoming united together as one to obey the will of God and to meet the needs of the other in a lifelong covenant of marriage.
Life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on,
from this moment, I have been blessed. I live only for your happiness and for your love. I'd give my last breath from this moment on. I'd give my hand to you with all my heart. Can't wait to live my life with you. I can't wait to start. You and I will never be apart. My dreams came true because of you.
From this moment, as long as I live, I will love you.
I promise you this, there is nothing I wouldn't give from this moment on. You're the reason I believe in love,
and you're the answer to my prayer from up above.
All we need is just the two of us. My dreams came true because of you. From this moment, as long as I live, I will love you. I promise you this, there is nothing I wouldn't give from this moment. I will love you as long as I live from this moment.
For as much as Weston and Crystal have consented together in holy wedlock and have witnessed the same before God and this company of witnesses, and there too have given their pledge each to the other and have declared the same by giving and receiving of the Holy Bible and by joining hands, I now pronounce you husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Weston, you may now kiss your bride. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Weston Nicely.